Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006 Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD. You can turn the cans down a little bit.
All right.
And are we loud enough on Ustream? And why the reverb? Lots of reverb.
You don't like reverb?
Hey. Well, we don't want it. Well, I guess it won't be in the recording, so. But it's okay. Test. Hey, check.
You hear that? Why? Yeah. You know why that is.
And why is that? He was recording his album. Were you working on your album?
No. You're just going to have to put up with that.
Okay.
It's just something you're hearing through GarageBand. I could stop GarageBand.
You don't have to stop it to change it anyway, but leave it. It's okay.
I think you do.
No, you can just click on one of the... I don't know. Leave it.
I can't click on one of the tracks. You cannot click on another track once you start recording.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
How's everybody doing today? How's Lippo doing today?
Normally, we would talk about this and the show would be 10 minutes late, but we wanted to be somewhat punctual.
Did we do
today.
The I'm Big JD and you're Lippo thing? Did we do that? I don't even recall.
Are you doing some drugs?
No, I wish I was, though. It would take the pain away.
Oh, so the drugs aren't the reason you're not remembering anything.
Remembering what?
Exactly. So, I don't
know. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
Screw y'all.
Y'all.
We just, pre-show, we were watching Leo Laporte. He basically bailed on the Gilmore Gang, which is a, you know, if you're into tech and stuff, it's a...
Not to be confused with the Gilmore Girls.
Well, I think that's where they...
Get confused.
Well, you could get confused, except it's the Gilmore Gang, and Leo basically shut the show down and dropping F-bombs on the show and stuff, and...
Yeah, that's pretty neat to see, actually.
Yeah, you don't... That's just... It's just...
And only in this kind of format can you actually do that. You can do that on the radio. Not swearing like he did.
Right, and... For the most part, he's a family-oriented, all his shows, you know, he knows he has little
kids. Yeah,
he's
clean.
He's always clean, and so...
And composed, from what I've ever seen, anyways.
There's sometimes they drink too much on the show. Not on the Gilmore Gang, but usually on the Twit podcast. Maybe
with the Twit guys.
The Twit guys always fix him up with some wine. It was interesting. There was comments on Dvorak.org about that whole incident. And he goes, oh, and I'll bet you there's no Santa Claus either. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just saw something I didn't want to see. Oh, why?
Where does he get the idea there's no Santa Claus, though?
Because, all of a sudden, Leo Laporte's dropping F-bombs. It's like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. The world's falling apart and there's no Santa Claus. You know, you get it like... You're not getting the stream of, obviously not.
Well, I get it. I know, but
oh, okay. So on to other stuff. You had band practice yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you call it rehearsal.
First time in a while. Yeah, rehearsal, practice,
rehearsal,
jam session.
Rehearsal implies doing a show. Band practice implies just.
Well, this is pre-show rehearsals.
Okay.
So. I don't know. I guess I've been calling them rehearsal because I don't know why. Practice just sounded a little loose right now.
Right.
But
it's something you have to show up to.
Mm.
Like, you know, if you have to tell, you know, your boss or your wife, I got a rehearsal I got to be at.
I've got a rehearsal.
Exactly. It's not, I got a band problem. Well, practice some other time. You know, you can practice anytime. Rehearsal is
you just that. Practice at home.
Yeah.
You can't rehearse at home.
No, rehearsals, that's a scheduled thing and there's structure to it and everything.
But it went pretty good. We had a lot of neighbors outside once we got underway. Lawn chairs and everything. We had the garage wide open.
And you practiced in a garage,
with the door wide open. Nice setup. Went really well. Tunes went pretty good. I got to say, where we practiced, the girl liked us there, and she's thinking about possibly moving us into the basement on a full-time basis, so it might all work out nice.
Is it like a finished basement?
I don't know.
Don't care. They're a regular house in a regular neighborhood, so I don't know.
Regular neighborhood.
Yeah, as opposed to, I don't know. I differentiate between regular neighborhoods and newer style neighborhoods, like subdivision look, newer houses, and you know what I mean?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, now I know, understand what you're talking about. Or as opposed to out here.
Like where I lived when I was a kid.
Right, there's an actual...
Or as opposed to out here is different too.
Yeah.
The regular neighborhoods.
Right.
Neighborhoods aren't... I don't consider the newer type places and subdivisions as neighborhoods, really. You know what I mean? It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Doesn't look the same, doesn't feel the same. Doesn't feel as warm and neighborly either.
I know, and what's going to happen? Eventually all these neighborhoods are... Is that a thing in the past, this neighborhood type atmosphere that you get from, like, you know, you get
I think down, it is kind of a thing in the of the past, like, yeah.
You drive down Arthur or...
yeah, and that's the area I was in yesterday, and you know, regular neighborhoods, out, lawn chairs out in front, you know, lots of people in their garages. In the newer areas, you don't see it so much, you know. There are people in their garages, and it never seems the same, though. It's a little colder, you know what I mean?
Distant.
Yeah, something.
I agree. I like the neighborhood. We definitely had a neighborhood feel where when I grew up in Bell River, you know, every kid knew every kid, and you're playing on the streets and everybody's lawn, and every mother knew every other mother. And
yeah, yeah. And you go next door for a cup of sugar, those kinds of things.
A cup of sugar. Who used a cup of sugar anyway?
Who used?
Yeah.
Well, it was enough that it would get you by for a little while.
Right.
I think was the thing there.
Nobody was using an actual cup of sugar.
No, I don't think, unless you were baking, I suppose.
Oh, right.
Then somebody might want the whole cup for something, but.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here now, we are. Huh?
If I go to your grandmother's house, will she go, "Oh, hi, Lippo"? Did I wake you up over there?
I don't know if she'd actually... I don't know. Have you met my grandmother? Yeah, you've...
I've met her.
Yes, you kind of met her, but yeah. I don't know if she'd remember. Maybe one time, I think it was.
At her birthday.
Yeah, I'm not sure if... would she know that you're Lippo, like, right off the bat, or would I have to say...
Oh, no, yeah,
Grandma,
yeah.
You remember Lippo, and,
right.
You know.
I just think she sounds...
But she would remember she did the...
the ID, yes. Yeah. She just sounds cute. Lippo.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We should have them from family members.
Or anybody and everybody else.
Yeah, anybody, really. Yeah. It's Big JD's buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I know my sister-in-law, she's practically a pro now and behind the mic.
Yeah. I have somebody that's really good. That's, I think I was telling you, a receptionist at my dentist's office that said she'd do some IDs for me. And she's like crazy radio-style voice. When she calls for your appointments and everything. Hey, I just wanted to remind you that you have an appointment tomorrow at 10:30. If you need us to call you back, just let me know, or, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
And it's like amazing.
She's well practiced.
Yeah. She wanted to get into that stuff like a long time ago, I guess, but she never did.
Well, she was perfect for the job then.
Yeah, I suppose.
She could probably really put good. Together some training material for receptionists and...
Or for us to use at the college. What's up with that?
I don't know. What's up with that?
I don't know. But that's not real news.
No, that's not real news.
What's happening in the world today?
Well, supposedly, well, I think since Sunday, when the plane went down in the ocean there from Brazil to France.
Yeah, a week ago.
That was a week ago.
Something like that. Supposedly. Yeah. It was after our show, I guess. Did we do a live show last Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. It must have been after the show because we didn't talk about it on the show, did we?
We didn't?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, I guess they found two bodies.
Yeah, I heard that they found bodies and tickets or something.
Right.
Briefcase.
Yeah.
That's it? Where is everybody? They disappeared. Was this over the Bermuda Triangle?
Close.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's that close. But I'm just thinking that they wanted to make this like it was going to be a mystery thing.
Yeah, a movie.
Plane goes down mysteriously. No.
They need a script writer? I only have to write about two people.
But they don't call them scriptwriter. They call them screenplay.
What are screenwriters.
They? Screenwriter. That's it. Okay.
That's the real thing. And they write screenplays, which are called scripts. So it's all, the terminology is all tightly interconnected.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your lesson on film.
Yes. Screenplay lesson for the day.
Nice. Do you have any news over there?
Yeah. Some color photographs of Hitler found. The big Hitler's, one of his right-hand men, I guess, or his, and his full-time photographer, I'm not sure his first name, Jaeger, I think is his last name, and he had hidden a bunch of pictures away, and a lot of them included color photos of Adolf.
Wow.
Because I don't think we really saw color. Any or many color photos of Adolf.
Right. Do we want to see that?
Well, I don't know, but it's part of history.
It's part of history.
No matter how you look at it. That's right. I mean, it's, you know, and something that, you know, has that little bit of mystery to it, I guess. The fact that they were hidden away and, you know, people want to see it, I suppose.
So why do you think they were hidden away initially? Just because they thought if I got pictures of Hitler, I must be part of that whole thing?
Well, I wonder when he hid him away, but he must have hid him away at the time of developing even. Otherwise, it would have been out, you know?
That's what I'm
saying. Do you realize at that time that this is all wrong?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't think at the time, like, you know, this is the way it is. This is how things should be. And we should be running the world. And we will put out these color pictures.
And we will kill all the Jews.
Yeah, no, but it was like, this is all wrong. I have to hide these or I have to, you know, or whatever reason that happened. But, you know, he's a guy that must have known that this is not right.
Exactly.
You know, and this guy is not all there. And he was a weird guy anyway, I guess. Hitler himself, huh?
You think?
Had some odd fetishes and things.
Yes. Did you? So anyway, Did I what?
Did you? Was that a joke? I'm out of here.
Okay. Have you read?
Mm-mm. Mein Kampf?
Right.
No.
Okay.
I have a copy. Never read it. I don't read.
You just write.
Yeah.
But for you to be a writer of stories, you must have read a fair amount of stories.
I guess I did back in the day, in school time, maybe.
I mean,
I don't have time to read anything now.
Just to have a writing style, though, like, you know, you write just what comes out of your head, or you know there's a certain way of...
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, I certainly can write nonstop what's in my head, but there's still a format to follow, so that's my fan.
Yeah.
The only one I have. Anything else going on?
Oh, there's lots of going on.
You want to maybe throw in one more thing our way or something?
Throw one more thing.
Throw a little some my way.
Exactly.
You looked over. Mm-hmm. Wonder what I said.
In bird language, you mean? And speaking of all this Hitler stuff, supposedly Obama's over there in Germany.
What's he doing?
Touring the...
Oh, the
concentration camps.
Auschwitz and all that stuff or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, there's our other piece of news.
It wasn't so newsworthy, but Detroit Red Wings are up 3-2 in Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, awesome. Wasn't that a great game?
5-0 they won last night.
Oh, that was just great.
They crushed.
I loved it. I loved it. Anyway, moving on to today's topic, the show, bed and breakfast.
Yes.
Wow. What a topic that is. Now, how did you ever come up with that topic?
Well, I am a fine purveyor of
bed and breakfast. Oh, you're Stephen Larry now. So, have you frequented bed and breakfasts?
Yeah, I've been to a couple bed and breakfasts.
Same here. I'd like to be at more. Do I have time to go to bed and breakfasts? No.
No.
And are bed and breakfasts in everywhere I go? I don't know. Probably.
There's one in Bell River right now.
Let's go.
And then there's one in Woodsley.
We should have done the show from a bed and breakfast. We should have stayed somewhere overnight, did part of the show, did some more in the morning. Over breakfast, remotely. That would have been nice.
That would have been really nice.
Yeah. We could probably do all our shows remote. What was the show on last week?
Last week was...
<That's not> Yeah, well, we could have been there, whatever it was.
I'm a big fan of doing it remotely. I'd love to do it.
Oh, a voyeur, huh?
No. No, I'm serious, though. I would love to record, like, in a Tim Hortons, even.
Well, yeah, we can get together Sunday mornings at Timmy's and broadcast. Well, we can't broadcast live, I guess.
Right, you wouldn't be able to broadcast live. That's the only drawback to that.
But it would be pretty neat.
I agree.
But Tim Hortons, I don't know, do a show in Tim Hortons.
Or in the mall.
Somewhere where it was really busy would be kind of neat. People would come around.
Right.
We could ask people stuff. And it happens all the time. You know, we did that photo shoot for Lana. People came around. What's going on? What are you doing? We had business owners come out and talk to us. We had people passing by, stop, watch. We had traffic stopping and lots of horns going on. But people stop because they want to see what's happening. They're inquisitive. And we should do a show on that. Inquisitivity.
Right. Nothing generates crowd like a crowd.
There you go. And, well, two's a couple. We need one more person. We could generate a real crowd.
Three's a crowd.
Two's a couple, three's a crowd.
Three's a crowd, right, yeah. Right. I forgot the definition of a crowd there for a second.
In a good way.
What about Tecumseh Mall? I know they got Wi-Fi in there. Free Wi-Fi.
They had Wi-Fi, and I don't know if you can still get on their Wi-Fi at all anymore. They had things on the tables at every table, free Wi-Fi, you know, like a sticker built into the table kind of thing, and those are all gone, and they took away, actually, the whole free thing they had there.
Took away?
So I don't think you can even, I'm not sure that you can even get online there now.
What do you think the, what was the problem?
They were paying for something that nobody ever used, I guess, probably.
Nobody ever used?
No, I never saw anybody use it except me in there. I never saw anybody with a laptop or anything.
No way.
Nope, never. And I went there, you know, fair amount of times. I'd meet my uncle there with his laptop and we'd putz around a little bit, and I've gone there to write a number of times. And no, they took it away.
Because I have seen people with laptops there myself at Tecumseh Mall.
That's right. I don't think I ever saw one, but.
Get my haircut at Master Cuts.
Nice.
I think next time I'm going to go to Golden Razor just to
bump it up a notch.
Is it a bump up?
Golden Razor? Yeah. Golden Razor is more of a salon than Magic Cuts.
Okay.
Magic Cuts is, it's what I like about Magic Cuts or somewhere like that, you're in and out of there within, I think I timed once when I was in there because I had to go real bad for something or I didn't want to pay anymore from where I was going or whatever.
Right.
And I was in and out within, I think, 9 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And Golden Razor is more money?
Shut up. Just cut, please. Yeah, so Golden Razor is more a salon. I think
it's more money than you're thinking.
I'm thinking it might be a little more money, yeah, too.
Because as a teenager, I always thought you go to Golden Razor. It's
not much.
You know, but I'm going to a mall to get a haircut.
I used to go to Golden Razor all the time. And I had a buddy of mine who owns a salon was there at Golden Razor, and also a friend of mine's, an ex-girlfriend's sister worked at Golden Razor for years and years and years, and I don't know if she's still there or not.
The woman who cut my hair, she looks like she's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Like a middle-aged woman, and she was good, I have to admit.
It's just fantastic. I think it's a difference between like McDonald's and, say, Lumberjack. You know
good,
what I mean?
Good quick, analogy.
Faster food, or you bump it up a little to, you
sit
know,
down
regular and, family dining type, you know?
Right.
And then, of course, you bump up even further, right. And then you go where I go.
You go to Lumberjack, and you don't expect much. Like, you don't expect a fine dining experience.
But you expect much more than McDonald's.
Exactly.
Or, you know,
right.
The next step up, I guess. I mean, I don't think in quality, maybe, you know what I mean? But just that salon kind of feel, I guess, you know? It's a little bit different, but... And we're just like way, way off of the bed and breakfast thing. Way off.
That's because we're Big JD and Lippo.
And we can.
Exactly. That's what you come to expect on the Jabbercast.
So moving on to Tech Talk. So bed and breakfast. I'm trying to think of where all I would have stayed at bed and breakfast. And I'm thinking of only one particular place that we stayed at quite a bit in Stratford.
Yes, there's we probably a few there.
Every year we'd go to Stratford and we stay at the same bed and breakfast all the time. I don't think that we went to for some reason I want to say there was a one time where we went we're going to stay someplace else and I guess I don't remember what happened. We either we didn't go or we did end up staying at the same place.
So you went to Stratford to go see a play?
Yeah, we used to go every summer to Stratford.
And that kind of surprises me. Is Atlanta dragged you there, or you thought, well, I want to go to Stratford?
Oh, no, it's all my idea. Go to Stratford. I love sleeping during them plays.
That's what I'm saying. What a great see you. Well, I don't know. The plays there.
No, I don't mind. It's you know what? I like the little town. I like the bed and breakfast idea. I like, you know, the little couple few day getaway kind of thing. She really likes the theater. She used to act in school. You know what I mean? And, she likes that theater and history type.
So it must be in the blood, eh? The acting in her family? Or
yeah,
the...
maybe, I suppose.
Because
yeah.
I can see her being...
Her niece is going to Tisch, and I interviewed her. She's going to be on the Big 30 next week. Today's Big 30's up. It's Canadian rock drummer Dave Perry. Ex-Wicked Angel, Box Cutter, Thor, Burlap. Played with everybody.
He was in a band called Box Cutter.
Yeah. Until 9/11. No. But next week is my interview with Nina Leddy, and she's like the first person in this area at all to ever be accepted to Tisch. And her little brother is now just starting his little acting career.
Why don't you explain to the people what Tisch is?
Tisch is an art school in New York. It's one of the most prominent art schools in
the world.
America. World,
I would think it's right up there. Yeah.
And who went to Tisch? I can't remember all the people that went to Tisch.
But what is Tisch? It's an acronym, isn't it?
No, it's the name. I don't know if it's somebody's name or what. T-I-S-C-H, and it doesn't stand for anything.
Hmm.
It might be a name of somebody.
I just assumed it
you
was.
You want the bird?
What about a bed and breakfast in New York? Would you consider that?
Yeah, I would consider that, I guess. But there's a place I really like a lot in New York, and I like to go there. It's the Murray Hill Inn. That's where we stay.
And that's close to Central Park.
We don't always stay there, but I like to stay there if I can. No, it's not that close to Central Park. Okay. It's close to all the madness.
Oh, down
downtown
there.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Craziness. And that's what I like about it. And I've stayed closer to the park before. And it's nice, too. It's a little more quieter and everything. But it's little ways to get to everything. And I don't like the quiet area as much as I like the chaos. It's sure. New York, man. I want to be right in the middle of madness.
Of course. If you want quiet, come to Woodsley.
Yeah.
Say, what the hell's
this? Speaking
of
Woodsley,
yeah.
I see that they... change the speed limit a little sooner than you get into Woodsley there.
Good eye.
And I'm like, whoa.
That's just like within this past week they did that, yeah.
Did they make it longer this way too, or no? Because it's just a couple places before the studio here where it changes.
No, I think it's the same.
And I think, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if they put it just on the other side of my property over here.
Oh, you want the other side?
Well, yeah, so people
I'd
are
like
going-
a shorter...
Back to bed and breakfast. What about what attracts you to go to a bed? What is it about a bed and breakfast? What's the main features of a bed and breakfast that would attract you to go there as opposed to go to a hotel?
I never really thought of why, but I think it's just that cozy little atmosphere, the little breakfast thing. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily get that at, you know, unless you stay somewhere that has continental breakfast or whatever, or you have to go someplace else for your breakfast. It's coziness, you know, a little different as opposed to, you know, it's homey sort of, a house away from home kind of thing.
And it's usually not in an area where you can get, there's no hotels around. Like it's kind of like either like out here in Woodsley, there's no other place to stay in Woodsley or even in Bell River. You can go to a motel.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not really so sure why there are bread and breakfasts in areas. What makes somebody have a bed and breakfast? You know what I mean?
That was another question I was going to get to that I thought of. What makes you say, I'm going to start a bed and breakfast?
And I'd imagine some people don't even know what a bed and breakfast really is. Bed and breakfast, or B&B, as it sometimes refers to, a small lodging establishment that offers overnight accommodation and breakfast, but usually does not offer other meals. And it's typically bed and breakfasts are private homes with fewer than 10 bedrooms, which what I've seen is like less than that, or one bedroom.
One extra bedroom, then.
Yeah, yeah. Less than 10 bedrooms available for commercial use. And the term originated in the UK.
I can see that happening, yes. And, well, that's cool.
So, I see a picture here of a particular bed and breakfast that has a long, like a board room, long dining room table, mm-hmm. where guests in that stay in probably all the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rooms will come and have their little continental breakfast all together in the same, you know. And that's kind of neat too. Although I've never been in a situation like that. Mine has been one particular suite that, you know, in this particular bed and breakfast that we stayed at all the time. Mm-hmm. So then we'd come up and we'd have our breakfast and whatever. And we always, you know, we got to be good friends with the lady, and, you know, she would, it was like her thing. She lived there, her husband, her two daughters, but it was her thing. And we'd always have her sit at the table with us. And then, you know, eventually we'd be emailing her and stuff like that. And she became a friend, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was her thing at this house. Like, you know, it wasn't, her husband wasn't really involved, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was her thing, the bed and breakfast. And so she would have breakfast with us and everything. And it was pretty cool.
Well,
really liked it. And then, you know, she, I don't know what ever happened to her. I know her daughter went into broadcasting, and, she, last time we were there, she was working, she went to, I think Sudbury or something, to work at one of the radio stations. And at that time she was doing news and stuff like that. And then, but I don't know what happened to the lady. Lost contact with her. Cause we hadn't gone for, say, a couple years, and then don't know what happened to her after. And I think, you know, something bad might've happened.
Oh,
cause she was sort of sick at the time too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Some, maybe colitis, I want to say, ulcerative colitis or something like that. And mm-hmm. she wasn't doing that well, and she was going for tests and all this kind of stuff, but then lost track of her. No email, no phone number, no anything. Does nothing works. She was going through a divorce too at the time, and I guess her husband was giving her trouble. And so I don't know, but that's too bad. I'd like to get a hold of her.
Sure. See how she's doing.
Yeah.
The place that you stayed, was there any, like you had a separate entrance, or the door, you get a key to the door to get go in, or I'm just wondering how the
guests yeah, it was interact. Like I think it was just the side door was just open, I guess. We never had a key or anything like that. She used to let me park my bike in the garage. She let me park my Jeep in her garage, because I had my top off on the Jeep and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that was cool. And
well, no wonder her husband wanted a divorce.
Yeah.
I can't get my car in the garage. No, just kidding.
But I remember we could go in the door that went into the garage, the small door, and then into the side door, and it was just open. Yeah, I don't ever remember having a key. I'm not sure if she ever gave us a key or not, or maybe we did have a key. I don't remember.
Okay, it's kind of curious. The place that we stayed at in San Francisco, the Red Vic, mm-hmm. You had a key to get in, an entrance, and it allowed you to get to
and
the
how
pump.
Many suites would have been in there? Were there more than just you guys?
I think there was two on the floor we were on, and then three above that, so five different
rooms. And did everybody eat breakfast together?
You'd have to eat breakfast together. No, you just made your own. There was no meat
right.
served.
Right. Yeah. Same with where we stayed. But did you? I actually made a website for her too at one time, so she had a really nice website. And,
nice.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's still up somewhere. I'll look for that. What was I going to say? So. When you came for breakfast, were there other people at breakfast?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. You meet.
And you didn't sit at the same table though, or everything, or did everybody scatter around?
No, scatter around because okay. it was there's a cafe downstairs too, so people could walk in off the street
and have free breakfast.
And no, they'd have to actually. Okay. Yeah, you could probably, you know, and someone would say something to them. Hey, that's the bed and breakfast people's breakfast.
Trying to think of the name of the one I stayed at. Oh, Sandra's.
Sandra's Bed and Breakfast in Stratford, Ontario?
Yeah.
Was it right in town, or was it in a neighborhood of Stratford, like just on a, down a regular old street?
Yeah, just down a regular street, yeah. And but just a little ways away from downtown, but not far, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, pretty much closest actual neighborhood of regular sorts.
Hmm. And Sandra's Bed and Breakfast is not online anymore.
No, I guess not. I'm thinking that it was, we had it on a hosted free on Netfirms, unless I had moved it to mine at some point. And I thought it was sandras.netfirms.com, but it's gone. I think she had hosting, maybe. Now that I think of it, from her company, which was Execulink. Have you ever seen that? Execulink.com?
No.
Yeah.
Lame name.
Yeah. My aunt had that in London too, Execulink at one time. Might still be. I can't remember.
Why, did your aunt have a business of some kind?
No, but Execulink is just an internet provider, I guess.
Okay. So, just kind of curious if how you're...
I just mean emails. Their email extension was at...
Execulink. Yeah. Something.
But yeah, it was very cool. And, you know, she'd have all the stuff out on the table, the different jams and honeys and things and, croissants, and, you know, she'd make toast and she'd have cereals and all her stuff. A lot of it was come, I guess, from like St. Joachim and the markets and everything. And she'd, you know, that's where she got all her stuff. And
St. Joachim? I don't think so.
No, no, not St. Jacob's. Yes. St. Jacob's Market. What am I talking about? St. Joachim. There isn't anything in St. Joachim. That's just a big Joachim.
I guess there's honey comes from St. Joachim.
Oh, yeah?
There's a honey maker in St. Joachim. Mm. You can get your car fixed there, too.
Oh, yeah? Yes. They got a garage in St. Joachim, do they?
They got a garage. Paul Trepanier.
Yeah?
Fixes my car.
Bring it over to Paul Trepanier's house. He'll fix it up for you.
Yes, they actually have a big house. They should have a bed and breakfast.
Oh, it's there. On their home property, then?
The garage. Well, they own the house next to the gas station. Yeah, yeah, actually owns a building across the street, too. Actually, they should call the town.
But if you have a bed and breakfast, who's going to stay at a bed and breakfast in St. Joachim?
Who is?
Who's going to come to St. Joachim and stay at bed and breakfast?
Same people who are going to Woodsley to stay at a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, who stays at Woodsley in a bed and breakfast, and why? See, we should have done the show from there.
I think the camera has an opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give it.
Okay, she doesn't know anybody. Yeah. Anybody.
It's a business write-off. Tax write-off.
Maybe people in Woodsley, maybe when the butterfly people come to go to Point Pelee. It's a, like a good midway point between Windsor, which is a big city.
Somebody on their wine tasting tour, who knows?
Well, that's another thing. The wine tasting thing, too.
But is this the area right here for that? I don't know.
Well, here's what I'm thinking is you look at Essex County as just the area you're going to. You know, you can get from one end to the other in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
So, exactly. So, you know, you can if you locate yourself relatively centrally, you know, you can go to the big city of Windsor, go to Detroit as well, or you can go down to the Point and watch some butterflies, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
What we should have done was called the Bed and Breakfast Place and talked to somebody. That's what we should have done. Had we should have done that right now on Skype is what we should have done. But
Bed and Breakfast interview?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You would have Skyped him and then we would have been able to pipe it right in. You're hooked right in.
Yeah. Yeah. That easy.
Okay, you want to do that?
No.
I'll get the yellow pages out here. No. Where do you want to go next on the bed and breakfast train?
Away from the bed and breakfast train, onto Sunday Morning Muse Mayhem.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
Out in the backwoods of Tennessee, with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock, heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting.
You say you want to leave.
The blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get when nothing goes your way?
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Set us up, Lip.
Well, you say a tune that we think you like. This is actually, often we don't play mainstream music, like, you know.
Yeah, no, we don't usually, right?
Usually kind of dig for deeper tracks, but this tune was actually a very popular Supertramp song. Mm-hmm. Back when it was released, I remember being out west when this album was released. It was, I guess, it would be 1980. This album was released. I remember buying the album out there because I was a big Supertramp fan. And when this came out, it became very popular. There was a lot of songs on this album at the time that got lots of radio play, and this is the Logical song.
There you have Supertramp.
The Logical song from Breakfast in America.
Cool.
I meant to mention the actual name of the album.
It says something in there about breakfast. Isn't that the one that says, shall we have kippers for breakfast or something? No, that's, is that a different tune? It's, Mommy Dear, Mommy Dear.
Yeah. With Breakfast in America is what he says in this. He actually mentions the name of the album in that song.
Yeah. Is that the one, though, that says about the kippers? Or you don't know?
No, that's the one with
that from the other album.
Take a look
with the
at
stars
my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the song. Same album then.
Same album, yeah. So I told you, there's tons of hits off that.
Do they have a lot of albums actually? Because I really only remember this one in that one with the stars on the front. I forget what it was called.
That is the Crisis. What the Crisis?
Yeah, that was cool. Had a couple heavy tunes on there, kind of.
Then there's Crime of the Century.
Oh, okay, right.
And the one that
did have that too.
Yeah. Give a Little Bit was on with the piano in the snow.
Give a Little Bit.
That was one, I had that on A-track. I forget what that album was called.
I had them all. Yeah, Now that you mention them, I just couldn't remember.
So there's anything. Four of them that I really liked myself. And I was turned on to those by somebody else, someone who had a Supertramp, those two albums, Crime of the Century and Crisis, What Crisis. And I thought when I was first got turned on, it was kind of mellower music or whatever.
Yeah,
But whatever they were talking about and the music, you could tell it was just, I don't know, cool. But then every once in a while, someone would have a really cool distorted guitar in there.
Yeah, I got turned on to them because of the one song that they had on that one with the what was it? Something, what, something?
Crisis, what crisis?
Yeah, there was a tune on there that really kicked in. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was good.
There's lots of good tunes.
Good band, though. Well-written songs and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Well-produced and good musicians. Absolutely.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
Was born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song.
There's a new world rising.
So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records. Records.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
That's right. You can visit The Jabbercast at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com. You can leave us a recorded message by using our...
my jingle widget on the... Jabbercast.com website page. /page.
It's a page now, yeah. Everything's all on one page for your convenience. You can listen to the show right at the bottom of the page. In the Ustream player.
Right.
I
was going to say, and apparently you can't hear anything other than our voices on there.
That's right.
I don't know what else you hear. Well, the music and everything. I mean, we're registering.
Oh, we are registering.
Yeah. Yeah, we can see that.
Well, then why wouldn't that come through?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm pretty much convinced that 99.8%, I don't like Ustream. It's always something with Ustream so far that I see. And there's never anything interesting on Ustream from what I've seen.
When you
all their features and popular and everything, it's just, I don't know. Let's watch the baby puppies.
Or an owl in a nest.
Yeah, yeah. And I can only see his tail because he's watching traffic. I don't know, man. I don't know how convinced I am of Ustream.
Well,
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I think if we were broadcasting video, it'd be a whole different story. I think for radio, can't beat the station kind of thing.
Can't beat what station?
Well, the station we were on.
Oh, WKBR.
Any station. Or through, you know, all those things, Live 365 and all that stuff for radio.
For audio, but I just like the interactivity of this. That's
what interactivity.
If there was people listening to
us, the chat thing, I get. But you can put chat in any web page, and you can put, you know what I mean. You can do all that stuff anyway. Listening, it's been a hard road for me to try and find a player that will broadcast the show live, like AllTalk used to do. You can put their player on your web page.
Mm-hmm.
I tried so many different things, and I can't get a player to work and just broadcast our stream. I don't know what it is or what I'm doing wrong or what, but I can put a player on a page. I can put players to play, you know, playlists. I can't get it to broadcast live, like to stream. You know what I mean? So that when somebody clicks on it, it picks up our web stream.
Yes.
Which should be pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward.
You would think.
And I don't know why I have so much trouble getting that to work.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But as long as we had that, then anybody could listen right from our webpage, so they could listen to us easily.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted interactivity, we need to work on some Skype thing would be kind of cool. But to have a chat, you could just put a chat window. There's all kinds of free chat windows that you can put on your webpage.
I'm all for it.
But I just think the whole thing is easier.
Well, I don't want half the show, which is you, to not like... the chat client that we're the streaming. I'd like to stream something all the time, and I want us to both be comfortable with it.
Well, yeah, I could go any way, really, but
really?
I just find that this has been a little bit more, hasn't worked very well.
Because of the audio issues.
Yeah, I think partially audio issue, partially I just don't, I don't know. I guess, I mean, broadcasting through the station we were at, there was nothing anyway there except, you know, put it on and Big JD and Lip were on. And this is, there's more going on with Ustream, you know what I mean? There's people on Ustream, there's other shows on Ustream, and there's, you know what I mean? But right. Whether it's anything that, you know, who would take advantage of it? Not really anybody I know.
Take advantage of just watching you stream for
you know
stream.
Anything. Yeah, I right. do occasionally, and there's a couple things I found on there that I'll watch from time to time. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I think it's a just more a video place. And what would really be cool is that if we were on hooked up with like Live 365 or something, and in with like a lot of other stations and a lot of other, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, like for the promotion type thing or whatever. But the Live 365, you got to pay.
And why don't we pay?
I don't know. You could pay for a little thing or whatever, but...
How much is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure how much their basic thing is, you know what I mean? They're but it was something like that, at least. Aside from the WKBR thing, you're grouped in with, like, you know, on the rate, like people can find that because they can look for the talk radio and all the shows that are on and all the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ours is more specific. You know, we tell people where we're at and they come and maybe word of mouth, some people, you know what I mean?
Right.
But with that, there's, you know, you're on there, you're part of that community. And I think that's, you get a little more recognition that way. And it would be nice to let more people know. I don't know. I guess we could do that, or and even I would do that, but I guess it's a time thing. But to promote the show somehow,
of which you don't have,
how you would do that, where you would do that to get more listeners.
I think what you have to do is get your book to become really famous.
Yeah.
And
everything's famous.
And that's right. Then the show would just take off through the roof.
Yeah. Or not. Go the other way. Take a real bad downturn.
Nowhere to go but up from here, buddy.
Yeah. what are we at? Time-wise, are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording, Big JD. Okay.
So I guess if anybody's listening and hears the blank spots, that's because our music doesn't come through. Unless it just doesn't register. It's too low.
Which would be weird because it's, you know what I mean? Shooting into GarageBand pretty good. We can hear too good.
And how loud are we in the... yeah, we're okay in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Let's move on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Ustream sucks!
So
that's what I was waiting for you to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about that technology.
You're so tactful. I like it. I don't like it about 99%. Yeah. That's pretty good. There's a little part of me.
Well, I can't say it sucks. I mean, it's a really cool idea. If we were doing some kind of live broadcasting, it would be pretty neat. And
that's what we're doing right now.
I mean, live video cast of some kind.
Oh, video.
You know, right. And I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, but this week in Tech Talk, what do you got for us this week?
We're going to talk about Ustream.
Oh, right.
I don't know. What do we want to talk about? I didn't necessarily have anything in particular. Did we talk on the Jabbercast about the Wi-Fi cards? I don't think so. The Wi-Fi cards for cameras?
Where did we talk about that at?
I think we were listening to that on the Easy Mac podcast.
That's what it was.
It has a new show up, by the way, don't they?
Yeah.
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 New Easy Mac podcast show. And what's the it's a whole new show. Is it there a whole new logo up on the site yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, yeah. When might that be?
Once I'm done golfing.
Okay.
I'm the art director for the Easy Mac podcast. But anyway, Wi-Fi card, sure. There's just one company that I know of that does them, and it's iFi. It's E-Y-E apostrophe, not apostrophe, hyphen.
Oh, that's kind of neat, actually, spelling. I, visual.
Right.
Nice.
Hyphen FI. and it's .com if you want to go to their website. And basically what that does is it makes it so you never have to take your SD card out of your
right. camera. They make SD card in a few different formats and sizes, I would imagine. And are their cards, is it their actual card? Like the cards aren't made by anybody else with added functionality? Like they're not...
I'm sure they get a company. There's only probably 2-3 companies in the world that make SD cards. You know what I mean?
Right. But I mean, it doesn't say those company names.
No,
Kingston or,
no,
or the
it's
other.
It's their thing on it. It's like, you know, the
SanDisk or anything.
This one is a Henry's card.
Okay.
There's no indication anywhere on this card.
Of any other.
Anything else. Yeah. So basically they have a basic one, which is $39.99 US. And what that does, you take your pictures and if you're on a Wi-Fi network, it'll shoot your pictures to your computer.
So it's just a go between the camera and the computer only for the $39. And how big is the card? Would
two
that
gigs.
Be?
Two
okay.
gigs.
Not bad.
And the next one up, which is the iFi Share. So that one's called iFi Home. This one, the other one's called iFi Share. And that one, you need some kind of, it's called iFi Manager, I think. And with that, you are able to set up which websites that you're going to publish your photos to, like either Flickr or it also works with Evernote, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And Flickr and Facebook and Kodak and all the other photo sites that, you know, you can set it up to. So you take the picture basically and it automatically gets, well, I don't know if it's automatic. You have to go through your Wi-Fi manager or iFi manager on your computer to determine how pictures get uploaded and which ones don't, because you know you could accidentally take a picture of your butt and you don't want that to be on Flickr right away, do
no.
you? No, I don't think so. And that is also a 2 gig card, and that one is $49.95. Oh, the iFi homepage is EYE.FI. I wonder where FI comes from.
Wow.
Is that Finland probably? I have to think. I don't know. So that
which
is,
card are you?
Which do you see that somewhere?
Bottom right corner.
Bottom right corner.
Yeah. That should give us a little comparison on the three.
Sure enough.
One.
Save
one.
Your memories. They use that. Oh, that one says it's $49. I'm sorry. I got $10 off. The first one, iFi Home, is $49.99 US, and the iFi Share and the iFi Share Video is $59 or $79 for the video one.
Okay.
And then they have the iFi Explore Video, which is $100. That's a 4 gigger web share for upload to online sharing sites, wireless JPEG photo and video uploads to your computer, and unlimited geotagging and hotspot access for 1 year. That's what you get for your $100.
Okay. And to wrap it all up,
you want to go get yourself an iFi card. What do you mean to wrap it all up?
No, well, so we can move on.
Okay. That's it. That's all I have to say.
So if you want wireless connectivity with your camera to the computer or everywhere else. And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Sandra's Bed and Breakfast in beautiful downtown Stratford, Ontario.
You know, it's funny when you look up quotes for certain things that would actually require a quote, you know, a hotel quote, bed and breakfast quote, then you get all kinds of hits that are pricing. You know what I mean? If right. you're looking for a quote on photography and you put in photography quote, then you get all these companies up that, you know, and prices for photography or, you know, those kinds of things. Some of them are difficult to look for.
And this would be one of them. Something that you can actually buy and you want a quote for it, it's very hard to find. You want the quote of the day by Lizzie Gardner? I was looking for an American symbol. A Coca-Cola bottle or a Mickey Mouse would have been ridiculous. Doing anything with an American flag would have been insulting, and a Cadillac hubcaps were just too uncomfortable.
Okay. What about bed and breakfast?
Oh, bed and breakfast. I'm sorry. I just came up with a quote because I'm, like you say, to get a quote on a bed and breakfast.
You're going to get prices.
You're just going to get prices. So I'm.
So you have to look up something that's, you know, sort of could be related, like sleeping quote. nighttime quote, you know.
Okay. Stayed a stay.
Quotes about sleeping, quotes about staying somewhere overnight. Here's one. Sleeping is no mean art, for it's... It doesn't even make sense. No day is so bad it can't be fixed with a nap. How do you like that?
I love that.
Okay? No day is so bad it can't be fixed with a nap.
Do you take naps?
No. Ever? I don't have time to nap, but I would love to. I would love to nap.
I'm sorry. You can't say I have no time to nap.
I don't have... No, I don't.
The time that you nap, just take it off. Go to bed later.
I can't take anything off anywhere. I can't shave time off of anything I do.
You have no time to shave.
No. I have no time to continue the show even.
Okay. Well, no. That's good because we're coming really close to the
Now I'm out of here.
1 hour mark. Okay. Thanks for that quote there.
Yeah, that's from somebody.
By the way, I love to take naps. Naps are...
Yeah, do you nap?
At work, I nap on days, for sure.
I nap at work. I don't have time to nap at home. I nap at work.
On my lunch, on days, I don't eat lunch. I nap.
That must get messy.
Why?
Napping on your lunch?
Especially when you're eating chili. No, I don't eat. I don't eat at lunch. I just...
I don't have time to eat.
I nap. And I'll tell you for a fact, your perspective is 100% different from the time you lay down to the time you wake. When you wake up, it's like a new day. So you get two new days in one day.
Great stuff.
I love it. Thank you very much. And if you want to... we already did the contact information.
We did the contact. It's just next week's show.
Next week's show.
Do we have that anywhere?
That's nowhere. That information cannot be found.
Yeah, don't even look for it.
High or low. But next week's show, for sure. It is about cures, natural and otherwise. Shaka, 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 shaka. We look at cures for different ailments and diseases and also some modern advances in medicine, or some advances in modern medicine, depending on how you want to say that sentence.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to do it for this week, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.